Welcome to ReneesPoints.com podcast episode number 3. I am Rene DeLambert, your friendly blogger who tends to focus on Delta Airlines mostly, being a Diamond Elite with Delta. I tend to fly Delta 100 to 150 segments a year. This week I'm once again touching on the subject of regional upgrade certificates. It's amazing here in only 3 episodes, 2 of these so far have been covering this topic, but it really is a topic that you need to know all the intricacies about the product. There is so much confusion. Much of it is because Delta really doesn't spell out all the information when it comes to regional upgrade certificates. I encourage you in the text of this post to look at, or listen to, that is, my podcast the other day about getting maximum benefit as far as checking to see if your regional upgrade has in fact cleared. There are ways, if you're willing to exert the extra time, to find out if your regional has in fact cleared before Delta even notifies you. But another thing I wanted to talk about was an important difference, an understanding of these upgrade certificates as far as when you clear, when you should use them, when it's smart to use them, or anything else like that. I had a quiz question on Twitter where I basically asked simply this: will a Delta medallion using a regional upgrade cert clear before Delta starts clearing free medallion or complimentary medallion upgrades at the 6/5 and 3-day window? 76% of you said yes, that by applying a regional upgrade, you're going to clear before someone, let's say a platinum or a diamond on whatever fare class, and that's incorrect. So only 24% of you picked the right answer. And here's why. And I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to have a certificate applied, and we'll get to that in a minute. But you have to understand the alchemy, if you will, of revenue management at Delta. It is a very, very strange, dark place. Okay, maybe it's not dark, but at least in my head, I see it as a dark cave with... Anyway, so Delta will allocate a certain number of seats in first class for regional upgrades. They will also allocate a certain number of seats for complimentary medallion upgrades. The two are not synonymous or the same. So, for example, Friday, I flew out to Vegas. Today, Sunday, I am at the FTU event, and if you're there, come up and say hello. But the point is that when the 6/5 3-day window started to hit, there were 5 or 6 open seats, and I had requested a regional upgrade. Medallions with higher fare classes than me cleared, and I was still sitting there waiting with my regional upgrade certificate. Because again, revenue management had never opened up the space for a regional upgrade, but they had opened up the space at that window for complimentary medallion upgrades. And my fare class was so cheap and low that those who had diamonds with higher fare classes than mine did clear the complimentary medallion upgrade. Now, does that mean it's not good to apply a regional upgrade and hope for the best? Not necessarily. I've had other trips that within the window before the 24-hour check-in window where my regional has cleared, literally I think a day before check-in, that went ahead and cleared. So having that applied doesn't in a negative way affect your chance for the complimentary upgrade. And in fact, if you do clear on the complimentary side, they never actually pull your regional upgrade certificate you've simply cleared as a free upgrade. Now, the conspiracy theorists will say, well, wait a minute, then it's better to go ahead and not have the regional in, too, because Delta might pull a thing to say, hey, you know, you actually cleared on the regional, not on the complementary. Again, if you understand the buckets, if you will, of what's allocated, you'll realize that's not the case. Now, you may want to, and there can be some real wisdom to this, and I can't go into all the details here on the blog, but there can be some wisdom that if you do not clear before, let's say, the 6-day window, if you're a diamond, that you go ahead and have the certificate removed. So you are now just waiting for the complimentary free upgrade. If once you reach, let's say, the 2-ish hour mark, and you are not, let's say, number 1 on the upgrade list, and you have not cleared, then at that point, it may be wise to call back and say, hey, I want to apply for the regional. I understand there's probably no space available, but I want to shoot way up the upgrade list. So let's apply, or at least try to apply a regional cert to this, and then hopefully I will be able to clear at the gate because they tend to, or officially are supposed to, wait until the 30-minute mark before closing the door to clear medallion upgrades at the gate. Also, one of the good reasons to be part of Team Board Last, if you will, that is, don't board until first class has boarded full compared to checked in full, but that's another topic. So the point is, on this whole week, regional upgrades, they are very interesting. They are a unique product from Delta. They are completely separate from your medallion upgrades. Use them expeditiously, use them when you need them, but also understand that there is a very clear difference between the space available from regionals and the space available from medallion upgrades. You have any other questions for me? Be sure to mention or comment in the text below on the blog, and I'll respond to you as soon as I can. Any other questions? Look at the Ask Rene tab right at the top of the blog. We've got lots of different categories. I will answer you very quickly there. You can also email me. Notice there about on the About Me page at the top, my email address is available there if you wish to reach out via email. Thanks, everybody, for reading the blog. Thanks for listening to my podcast this weekend. And hope all your upgrades clear Flying Delta. Thanks, everybody.